Well, once again, welcome to the Stoop Radio Hour. We've got a great show ahead. Appreciate you coming out and being part of the program tonight. And I think we're going to start things off with a bang. So let me go ahead and make our first introduction of the evening. Katie O'Malley is a mother of four, a former assistant state's attorney for Baltimore County, and associate judge of the District Court of Baltimore City. She resides in the governor's mansion in Annapolis, where she's the First Lady of Maryland. And I also want to add to that, a couple of years ago, she presided over a case in which my stubborn wife contested a parking ticket and was very understanding. So we appreciated that. Without further ado, First Lady Katie O'Malley.
Favorable result for your wife. So nobody likes parking court, but I won't talk about that. I'm going to talk about Baltimore, and that's where I'm from. And I'm going to talk about my hot summers in Baltimore as a kid and kind of growing up and how they were sometimes a little bit different. All of us can agree from Baltimore, it's hot in the summer. And we lived in an unair-conditioned house when I was growing up with four kids, my mom and dad. And every night I remember being in their room with the one room in their room that had the air conditioner sleeping on the floor. And my poor dad would wake up in the middle of the night and kind of stumble over all these four bodies kind of in there. And I can remember just never getting stepped on, but never knowing quite sure if I would survive the night without getting some part of me stepped on or rolled over by a sister or brother. But Baltimore is near and dear to me because as I grew up in the summers, it was pretty normal for me as a kid. I was out all day long, riding my bike, playing with friends in the alley, walking my dog, fishing, doing all kinds of fun stuff. But every 4 years, from the time I was a little kid up until now, something horrible would occur. It's called the Democratic primary. And I love the Democratic primary, of course, because I'm a good Democrat, but as a kid growing up, I was a little shy, and so I would go out, my mom and all of us, we would get together and we'd have our literature and we'd knock on doors, and people, for the most part, when they see a kid who's saying, "Hi, my name is Katie and I'm out working for my dad, Joe Curran, he's running for whatever the office was at the time," was generally very nice. But what sticks in my mind the most are the people who weren't so nice. So I can remember, person would say, "Your father's trying to take my gun away." But, no, sir, he's just trying to rein in. There's just so many guns out there, and trying to ration, to speak to these people rationally was always difficult. Or he took some very controversial stands on different issues, and so I would run into those sometimes fanatics when I would be out there, and I would run to the car and say, "I'm never doing this again." He'd say, "Oh, come on, I'll go buy you a Slurpee." So that was our big thing. That was the big thing he would do. He's a great dad. And then he still is. And I remember as I got to be a young adult when he was running for attorney general the first time, I was out every night after work. He would take me and my sisters and brother. We'd go all around the state campaigning. He had a pretty tough primary. There were two contestants and no general. So if he won the primary, he was in. So I remember I went to this one place. It was a firehouse, and it was pretty stacked with a lot of people. And generally, like I said, most people are very nice and receptive, especially if you say it's your father. They're not going to be anything. Even if they're not going to vote for him, they're going to be nice. So I go up to this one table, and I'm passing the stuff out and saying what I got to say. And this one guy says to me, "I know who your father is." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And he goes, "And I'm not voting for him." And I said, "Well, thank you very much, sir." And he goes, "And guess what?" And I said, "What?" And he goes, "And 13 other people in my family aren't going to vote for your father." And at this time, I've had it. So I said, "You know what?" Because it's August, so we're close to the end. I said, "Those are 13 votes we don't want." I said, well, you have to understand, that's not what you're supposed to say. Okay? And that's what I tell my kids, you don't say that. So I walk back and I very proudly tell my father, who is mortified. So he took me off the campaign trail and I was stuffing envelopes for the rest of the summer, which was fine with me. I was like, okay. And then the worst was the parade route when he was running for re-election as attorney general. And there was a general election, and it was pretty contested. The general was contested and so was the primary. He did win. But anyway, we were in Catonsville, which is a little bit more conservative. And we're walking down the road, and everybody's generally being pretty nice, but one guy decides to follow my dad and our little entourage, and he's saying, Joe Curran's corrupt. Joe Curran takes money from people. And he's saying terrible things. So after about 5 minutes, I turned around, and this is the 4th of July parade, okay? I mean, you've got to keep it together for that. But it was, again, it was a tough primary, and now we're in the general. You know, and so I just gave him the bird. And it felt good at the time, but then I saw these children and parents, and I was like, oh! So they, once again, took me off the campaign trail. The time my husband was his campaign manager, and he was like, okay, get her back stuff in envelopes. So now I'm very fortunate to be a district court judge, and I don't have to campaign ever again. So I'm very fortunate that those summers are now the way they always should be, normal and not disrupted by these elections that come up every pesky 4 years. For me, because I wasn't the candidate, I just had to kind of suffer through and take all the grief. But Baltimore is a great place. It's a wonderful place to grow up. I love it dearly. It is hot. And fortunately, one of the first things I did when we bought a home together, my husband Martin and I, was to put central air conditioning in the house so that I would never have to deal with the window units again. But I hope everybody has a great time tonight. I really enjoyed being a guest speaker here, and you've got plenty more wonderful stories to be told, so thanks.
First Lady Katie O'Malley. Little inside politics there. Taking notes. Who'd have known?